This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid.
Yes.
Don't miss any of the excitement this football season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right.
And I'm trying to get paid, you know what I mean? Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. And I'm trying to cash in. That's what I want to do. I want to cash in.
I know what you mean. Look, if you're like me and you have a team that is just not very good and constantly losing, you want some more excitement when you're watching football games, okay? And you can, because listen, you can try to pick perhaps a favorite player like Josh Allen. Will he go more or less than 270 passing yards? Well, we know he can sling that ball. And this is new. Prize Picks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to three times in the same lineup. Want to pick more on Josh Allen passing yards, rushing yards, and touchdowns? Now you can pick all of them in the same lineup only on Prize Picks.
You can follow other Prize Picks players directly on the app and copy their lineups in one click, whether it's a friend, a celebrity partner, or just someone whose picks you like. Hit the follow button and check out every lineup they create in the new feed tab on Prize Picks.
Download the Prize Pick app today and use code Hollywood to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Hollywood to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks is good to be right.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon City!
You know, I don't normally do lines, but I feel like there were a lot of great lines in this. But I can't think of any specific ones. But I feel like there were a lot of like really fun, I just can't imagine what it would be like if I lost. I've never.
There's a high. No, I'm trying to.
There's a high. It's better than sex. It's better than. It's beyond
I'm
not, that.
Yeah. No, I'm saying. You could have just went punch, 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 punch. Just try to sound like the smashing machine.
Wait, Bray. No, he couldn't just go punch, 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 Bray.
No, there was a lot of.
You got to add a little flair to it.
How would you sound like the smashing machine?
Also, was it okay? It was weird because I've never like really watched a UFC fight, but the punches sounded almost like lighter than I thought. It was like pew, like I noticed it was like a. Oh. They didn't sound like a crunch. They were like light. It was like a.
Oh, I definitely heard crunching. I saw this in IMAX.
I didn't think it sounded.
There was mad. There was crunching throughout.
Thought it sounded like a pew.
Nope. I don't know what. I don't know what theater you saw this in.
What theater were you?
Everything sounded visceral and like. Nah. And there was
there
bone.
Were several
and
times
meat.
Where I was like wincing and being like, "Oh
in,
God!"
In every punch.
I feel
in
like
every
it was
punch.
Like a, it was like a. It was like a pew pew. Like almost like a little,
this is an indictment on wherever it was you saw wherever it was you saw this.
I'm telling you, that's a that whole, is I'm not.
y'all didn't hit it. I don't know. I feel like y'all didn't. Y'all
this,
heard
the sound design on this?
No, it sounds like we went to a better theater than you did.
Yes. No, I feel like y'all just didn't hit a pew-pew the right way.
I saw that's the AMX. I saw this AMC.
You saw IMX. You saw like a screening, right?
I went to the LA premiere, which is not a flex. It was literally any.
And where was that?
But also, where was
it? It was at some fancy theater in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. How was the mix, though? I'm saying, did you feel the seats rumble?
I'm gonna be honest. The seats weren't rumbling, and I know I'm saying pew pew. I just remember thinking, oh, maybe this is what a real fight sounds like, because it didn't sound like normal punches. I remember thinking in my head, like, this sounds different than what.
Like, it doesn't sound like an action movie punch, because
sounded different. Yeah,
to be there, they, you know. Yeah, there was something really raw about the punching. So maybe that's why the reaction to it sounding like a pew pew to you was so like, absolutely not. It wasn't like that.
Pew pew.
Yeah. Obviously, you all know who we are, but for those who are listening to the free preview, this is a film review podcast. We review the films of leading black actors.
Pay for the Patreon.
If you want to listen past the whatever.
Pay for the Patreon.
To 10 minutes.
Yeah,
we talk about
that aggressive
those films of leading black actors in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood.
You want to keep hearing? Pay for the Patreon.
But also, you know, DEI is over. So like, we're just talking about movies. That's all. Don't worry about the race stuff. We're just talking about movies.
Yeah. It's a white woman in this movie.
Yeah.
See? There's a lot of white people in this
movie. I don't know. What do you mean see?
Because I'm backing you up, Bray. You said don't think about the diversity stuff, and I'm like,
we're just watching. Yeah, but then you specifically called out the race of the famous actress Emily Blunt in the
movie. I'm letting them know we're not talking about the brown people.
Okay, well, we are going to talk about all.
We are.
People.
We're talking about everybody, but we're talking about everybody without any regard to equality.
historical context.
This is a systemic biopic.
Yeah. So we no are talking gender about equality
in some elements of historical context, but we are not talking about it in regards to anyone's race. They also do spend a significant amount of time internationally. There's a significant portion of this set in Japan, but we are not talking about any geopolitics, nothing. Right. Okay. We're not talking about anything.
This is on me. This is the preview. I don't even see race. So you know what? Emily Blunt, I don't see race, agenda. That's an actor. You know, so we're talking about actors.
You don't see race or gender?
No, sure Bray, there's no DEI, man. Separate anymore.
And that's
human beings.
It should be. That's right. That's the way it should be.
Human beings,
that's
Bray.
That's the way it should be. And frankly, for you to even think that we should acknowledge any of those things, that's offensive. That's offensive to me. That's offensive to me and my
Isn't that just
no, James, you're right. But don't worry, we're not
identity.
Who said anything about erasing? Who said anything about erasing? We are simply not acknowledging it out loud. There is a huge difference.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference between erasure and refusing to acknowledge a thing that is directly in front of my face. Because it's directly in front of my face, so why do I need to acknowledge it? Because it's directly in front of my face.
Braylock is being so offensive. Don't pay for the Patreon. Don't even do it. Don't even do it.
Don't pay for it.
What you mean?
Patreon
too much.
When you do,
wait a minute.
Just leave comments saying that you're not paying.
All right. They don't even know. I'm just realizing they don't even know my name. But the voice you're listening to that sounds like he would never be caught dead in a UFC fight is John Braylock.
This voice is that a Gerard Milligan,
and this voice that if they ever were in a UFC fight would definitely be caught dead specifically is James the Third.
It definitely would end in death.
Yes, and specifically my death. The other person would be fine. They would have killed me. Yeah.
We are reviewing the film The Smashing Machine. It just came out, or I guess by the time you're listening to this, it'll just come out, basically. It stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Emily Blunt, written and directed by Benny Safdie. It's, I'm going to put this in quotes, the story of mixed martial arts and UFC champion Mark Kerr. I'm only putting that in quotes because it's very limited. It's a in fact, the film says right up top, the events of this film take place between 1999 and, or 1997 and 2000.
Seven and 2000.
It's only a 3-year period of this person's life. The film,
and
was
they
not
get to 99 real quick.
Outside,
I was like, we're at 99 already?
Yeah, it was 97, 99 immediately. The movie is 2 hours long. We're in 99, probably 5 minutes in. The film currently has a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, 78% popcorn meter, aka audience score. You know, there's some awards buzz for this, particularly in regards to Dwayne Johnson's performance. We are reviewing this the weekend it comes out, so the box office numbers aren't fully in yet. We just have the Friday number. Currently, it's in third place, $2.7 million. First place, of course, is Taylor Swift, the official release party of A Showgirl.
Of course.
$15.8 million. But in maybe a little more surprising, is in second place is One Battle After Another, which came out last week. So that currently is outpacing the smashing machine. But we'll see what happens at the, who knows? It could pull ahead. Probably not. Not the way that the numbers are tracking, but it's looking like a third place opening. Oh, let's see. How much does this movie cost?
I'm wondering.
So according to Wikipedia, it costs $50 million. That is, they're basing that off of a Variety article. I guess that mentions it. $50 million is, yeah. So, I mean, I'm assuming this movie will be released internationally at some point. I guess I don't know if it has been currently. I think this movie is going to need some international help for sure. I don't think it's going to get to, I wonder if it'll get to 50 domestically. It might.
I think this movie actually might hit 100 by the end of his run.
Okay. Yeah.
I really do. Because The Rock is.
I feel like the word of mouth around this will allow it to grow. If they don't do something foolish and like pull it.
I
don't think so.
But the only thing is that it is, you know, it's first week of October. It didn't really have that much competition. I mean, Taylor Swift is sure, but like that's
the competition.
That's not actual competition for this.
Right, but they, yeah. I mean, for people leaving there, choosing what to leave their house for, right? Like, if
sure,
people
sure,
are,
I
it's
guess
not like people are necessarily choosing between the Smashing Machine and Taylor Swift, but like if people are choosing to leave their house, they might be choosing to leave their house for Taylor Swift versus this, I guess.
Right,
more what I mean.
It's gonna be tough because as the weeks go on, like more and more films are gonna come out. It's gonna be competing. These award nominations.
Spooky movies.
When do the Golden Globe nominations come out? Let's see. Probably not for a while. Nominations are announced December 9th. Yeah.
Jonathan Raylock. James III. Drop Milligan.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.